You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I am super happy you are joining me today. Today, we are going to be talking about how the quality of our relationships impact our health and overall well-being. Throughout your life, the number and strength of your relationships affect your mental and physical well-being. The benefits of social connections and good mental health are numerous. Proven links include lower rates of anxiety and depression, higher self-esteem, greater empathy, and more trusting and cooperative relationships. Strong, healthy relationships can also help to strengthen your immune system, help you recover from disease, and may even lengthen your life. The good news is that while many of these benefits can make you happier and more content, there's also a flow-on effect whereby people around you will want to spend time with you. In this way, social connectedness generates a positive feedback loop for social, emotional, and physical well-being that not only helps you, but also helps the planet. My guest, Seymour Copeland, is here today to talk more about this topic and also to share with us how his amazing mobile app can help you improve your existing relationships. So hi, Seymour. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
I am so happy that you're joining us again. The first show was amazing, and I'm sure that this show is going to be great. And Seymour's here today, and he's going to talk about relationships and how the energy that we can harness from relationships can help us not only stay healthy, but also help create sustainable energy for the planet. And I'm so excited. I want to know how you can do that.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about the first premise. About the energy use of emotions, energy in motion. So emotions are the most powerful source of energy available to us. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
Okay. So because we can be really, really tired, we can haven't slept, we haven't eaten, blood sugar levels low, and someone says something to us that we don't like, and all of a sudden we've got plenty of energy. Because emotions, feelings, are the only source of energy that are located inside the body. Every other source of energy is located outside. Mm-hmm. So if I need food because my blood sugar level is low, I go outside my body to get food. If I need to get some oxygen, I start breathing a little more deeply, do some exercise, and oxygen from the outside comes in and energizes me. But no one gives you emotions, contrary to popular belief. Because people always say, you make me feel. Nobody makes you feel anything that isn't already inside. If yes. I go to you, here, Tony, I'm going to serve you some anger. Are you going to go, no, I've got enough of that already, thank you. I don't need that. Right? So this Sacred Journey game that I am creating utilizes the power of energy and motion, emotions, to evolve our souls in partnership through any relationships, various relationships.
Any type. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship.
No, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. Kids, parents, anybody can play this game, although some of the steps are designed more for touching, sensitivity, sensual intimacy. So there are steps like that within the game, which, you know, you wouldn't pay your son or your daughter or anything like that. You would play with somebody who you want to get closer in a relationship kind of partnership kind of way.
So you're able to select which type of steps you can use.
Yeah, and if a step came up that no matter who you are, that you felt was too much, wait a minute, I don't want to go there, you have the opportunity to pass.
Okay.
Like one of the steps would be, okay, you're now, the random step that has been selected on your journey is to tell this person you're deciding to play with a secret that you've never told anyone. And by the way, we didn't mention that your heart rate is measured as you're playing your game, playing the game. And that's the way you put your finger on the camera and it records your heart rate. So if you are getting excited and your heart rate is going up because you're getting emotionally involved in the challenge, then you're actually gathering points, energy for yourself, your health, and sustainable resources of the planet Earth.
So what you're saying is that by playing the game and as my heart rate goes up or down, it's impacting my health and the world. And how is that? Yeah. How does that happen?
Well, if you are getting challenged by someone, so instead of reacting and having a heart attack, you start breathing and you're going, wait a minute, I'm going to slow myself down. I'm going to resolve this challenge with my partner. Then you actually gain resolving energy, balanced energy that actually helps.
So we're doing this, it's on the basis that all emotions have some sort of vibration or some sort of energy that will help us or not help us, depending on what we're feeling. And this tool is making us be more conscious of what emotion we want to invest our time in.
And also how to resolve those emotions so that they're usable instead of burning us out. So if somebody gets angry for any reason, whether it comes out of the game or whether it's just in any situation at all, if that anger is actually motivating, as long as we learn to change it and resolve it and turn it into peace.
To channel
but
it.
If someone's angry for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 seconds, 1 minute, it starts to burn out the body. We start losing our health. A little bit of anger and frustration can be helpful as long as we find the pathway to make it peaceful. So we create compassion.
How is that translated to the world and the planet?
Okay, so if everybody's walking, I mean, this is really typical now. If I go on Facebook, I see all these people arguing about COVID. COVID is real and like what the, you know, is wrong with you and blah, blah, blah. That's reactive behavior, right? So reactive behavior just pushes people away and makes separation. So the way to discuss our emotions and our feelings and our resolutions is to, within those big differences, is to create a place where they're in harmony and moving so that we're flowing with someone rather than separating from someone. And so that's how this helps the planet.
So it's teaching us. It's teaching us how to communicate and to be connected with others, you know, go with the flow with them instead of going against them. So that's great. And I think with time, after you keep playing the game, you educate yourself to stop when somebody else is irritating you or making you angry, you know.
And actually, what they're doing is other people are teaching us about our own emotions.
Yes.
Right? So that's my stuff. If I'm getting upset at you, that's me. Okay. And you're just reminding me of something that's already there inside me. So thank you. And now once I learn to use that, then that helps instead of it using me.
Yes, that's right. And I think a lot of people do not know that whoever we're interacting is just a mirror of ourselves. You know, they're just showing us what's irritating us or what's upset or what energy imbalances in us that we need to look at and to be grateful. I think that was a good point you said, to say thank you, because they're not there to attack us. They're there to show us our deficiencies or where we need to work on to improve. Yeah.
Right. And so actually we're attacking ourselves when we react.
Yes.
Right. We think that this person is such a fill in the blank and calling the names and they're this and they're that. And are you so that you don't realize that this person is so? We're talking about ourselves.
Yes.
That's us.
Yes.
So that whatever the names you call Biden or Trump or I call, you know, whoever it might be, I'm actually talking about myself.
Yes.
Those people are reminding me of characteristics, qualities within myself that I prefer to run away from and distance. That's why I yell at them. No way.
That's interesting. And so with that perspective, I wonder, does your game actually remind you of that? That it is actually something in you that you need to look at?
That's right. So when you find yourself yelling at someone or getting upset with someone, so the game, that little notification will come on. And the notification will say, your heart rate has just gone up so many points. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you in reactive behavior or are you in resolution? Would you like to move into resolution? Go to step 72. Press the button and step comes up. Take a breath.
I see.
Your body.
Okay.
Where would you ultimately like to go in your relationships with other people?
Yes.
And so it guides you through a visualization and a sound meditation with music so that we can get to that place of where we actually want to go with anyone, which is ultimately peace and harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So we're reminded of that, and then we can go on and play the game. And then there's skills and tools for how to speak without judging the other person. And simply saying what's going on with me instead of me blaming you.
Well, that sounds amazing. Can you imagine if everybody plays that game? We'll have a peaceful world eventually. That would be great.
We should get it out before the election. And unfortunately, I think it'll be January.
So. Yeah, it would have been great before the election. Actually, right now, so we can all start practicing.
Can you imagine the politicians saying, let me see if I've got that right. What you're saying is, Joe, Donald, do you really mean that this is what we'd like to do? Well, actually, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is, instead of you're such a...
You did this and you did that. Yeah. You know, does it have an alarm? It would be like in the debate, beep, beep. You know, you have to calm your heart rate.
Alarm.
That's awesome. That's so great. And you know, I also think that people don't realize that we vibrate like a few feet outside of our bodies. And if we're angry or if we're not feeling positive emotions, we're impacting everybody around us and trickling that out there. And so by using your application and calming ourselves down, we kind of push that peaceful energy out there too. So it's great. Yeah.
Let me give you a metaphor for how you might be able to understand this a little more closely. If we have a light bulb, right? Mm-hmm. So a light bulb has a positive and negative charge, right? And the filament between the positive and negative charge provides resistance so that the positive and the negative are going through at such a speed that the light can maintain light for a certain amount of time. When the filament wears down and it gets tired, then the positive and negative charges go through so fast that the filament can't contain that energy, and you get an explosion, and that's a heart attack.
I see.
Right? So what we're learning to do is slow down those charges instead of reactive behavior, going, okay, how can I resolve this? So we actually resist that big charge of energy to a point that we can, instead of putting it on a high flame, we can put it on a simmer, and that gives us the chance to keep the pot boiling, cooking, and creating something healthy rather than spilling over and making a mess over the whole kitchen.
That's true. So tell me more about emotions and how they impact the body aside from the heart.
Okay. Well, the mitigating element of emotions is the breath. So without people realizing this, yes, of course, when there's an emotional reaction going on, the heart rises. The way to mitigate that is through the breath. By breathing slowly through the nose with the mouth closed, we actually start creating saliva. the heart starts to settle down, and we actually are nourishing our bodies with energy through charged saliva and what I call calm passion. So it's not like we're throwing the passion away. Mm-hmm. We're allowing it to serve us instead of us serving the others and destroying our bodies, right?
And I remember from taking classes with you, and we talked up speaking about passion. We talked about passion and extremes, right? And that even though we consider passion a positive emotion, but in extreme, it could also cause harm to the, we can say harm to the body. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How we, okay. Go ahead.
So passion in extreme is anxiety, hyperactivity, mm-hmm. being all over the place, all over, you know, in chaos. That's passion.
Right? Yeah.
It's amazing to watch somebody in chaos. We're just watching them and they're, wow, that's amazing. Like all the things they're doing, right? And it's just running too quickly. Again, it's that pot boiling over, mm-hmm. right? So a candle flame mm-hmm. burns slowly. It's so charismatic. It's calming. And if there's a candle in the room, everybody will turn their attention to it. So that's what we're training ourselves to do, to use passion in a way that serves us.
That's very interesting because, you know, I used to tend to have those extremes, you know, and I used to consider like, oh, passion is great. But I learned, you know, I learned through you and Hugo and other teachers is like, the exaggerated form is what is harmful, you know, and it, you could be peaceful and also passionate. It doesn't mean that you're apathetic because you're not like screaming or moving your hands up in the air and, you know, cracking up like exaggerated and stuff. So it's something that I think most people do not know. We associate like extreme joy and happiness with being happy instead of finding peacefulness and contentment, you know, as being happy. That's what it should be. You know, we want those extremes.
And we also know that those extremes can burn us out.
Yes, as I found out. Yes, as I learned. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm thinking just of a wave or surfing or body surfing or something like that. There's a point where if that wave is too high, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
Now if you learn through practice how to surf bigger ups and downs, then it's actually useful. Mm-hmm. Right? So and that takes practice. So the ability to keep our center when the waves are unpredictable is a lifelong skill that we would all love to learn.
And I think your tool, your application will help us do that because as we play with it, we're doing a conscious effort, but eventually it should become unconscious, right? Everything you do over and over becomes a habit, and that will be a great habit to have, you know, to... Because there's always going to be ups and downs. I mean, life is not perfect. And
always.
Yeah. So we have to adapt to whatever comes our way. So that's great. Yeah.
Let's play a step in the game.
All right. Let's play a step. That'll be great.
Okay. So one of these steps is chakra balancing.
All right. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. So just so you get a realistic view on this app, you'll go through random steps and one of these steps will come up and it'll go, it's time to balance each other's chakras and make a recommendation for the person that you're playing with. And in that way, you get to know that person a little deeper and maybe discover things that you had no idea of doing. Okay. So I'll start it first and then you can do second. So we'll switch. And again, the game would walk us through with a video and we would follow along and we'd be looking at the video and we would just be listening and following along. Okay. All right. So I'll just guide it first. So I'll be the initiator.
Okay.
And then we'll just receive. So what I need though is, now of course this can be played at distance. So all I need access is from your third eye and like I'm showing you to and below the navel. So you can see me from here. I need to see you like that as well. Okay, good. Right.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so you can just close your eyes and I'll guide I'll talk this through. So I'm first feeling the distance between my hands, the energy field that goes between my hands. And once I start feeling a little tingling and a magnetic charge, I'm turning my left hand up to receive heaven's force. And my right hand is going to go towards your third eye. And I'm feeling whether I'm being called in to your third eye or sent away. And it's purely intuitive. I'm just guessing. Does this distance feel better? Or, I think it feels a little better right there. Okay. Now I'm going to start comparing these different places. Each of these places, third eye, is thoughts. Very simple keyword. Then I go towards your throat. And I'm going, oh, this is interesting. I'm just telling you what I'm going through while I'm feeling this. Is I'm feeling that your throat is, comparatively speaking, is calling my hand much closer than your third eye. So I'm just listening to that and I'm feeling and I'm just staying there. Okay. Then I go to your heart center, which is, throat, of course, is words. Very simple. Words come from our throat, communication. Now I'm going to go to heart center, which is relationship. And now I'm comparing. So we had thoughts that kept me away the most. Words is drawing me in a little closer. Heart center is a little further back, still not as far back as the thoughts. Then I'm going to go to solar plexus, which is desire. And I'm getting a really big pushback here. So that's what I call the fullest, the one that pushes the hand away. So far, this is your fullest. Of the five chakras between the entrance points. Maybe I'll talk about that later. Then I'm going to do one more chakra. I'm going to point my hand down to feel below your navel. This is physical vitality. This one's calling me in a little bit. So the one that I'm remembering, and I could check again just to make sure at all those points, but I'm going to go with desires as the full. That's the one that's pushing me away the most. And I'm going to go with, just intuitively, to words, which are drawing me in the most. And then I'm going to hold these two. And now I'm creating a bridge between your desires, which are full, you could say very simply more energy, or the energy is pushing me back, right? And the other side of this, the other side of that extreme, is the empty at the throat. And so what this is suggesting, if you had less of an extreme between your desires that are full and your words that are empty, then your body would have a better body, mind, soul, would have a better balance of those two extremes. So simply holding these places, your body will feel that and something may come to you, and I can make a recommendation and we can go through that. But even just saying nothing at all, your body will feel the difference of these two opposite, full and empty. And on a subconscious level, you may remember to, in order to make harmony, a better harmony, when you harmonize your desires more, then you'll be able to be in your words and communication. You'll improve your words. So when you harmonize your desires, this is a recommendation, then you'll improve your communication and words. So that's one level, very general. Now I'm going to do one more part. I'm going to make it more specific. So just stay the where you are. And I'm going to go to the full first. And I'm going to feel which way your desire chakra is going, clockwise or counter. It's definitely going clockwise. And clockwise means you want to express your desires. In contrast to if it was going counterclockwise, you would want to know, clarify, and focus what are your best desires. According to what I'm sensing, You want to express your desires. And when you express more of your desires, then now I'm going to do the throat center. Which way is it going? It also will be expressed. Okay. So what if you're to ask me, okay, well, what did you feel when you did my chakra balancing? I'd say, so when you express more of your desires, your words will also be expressed. Let's just say it was going the opposite. Mm-hmm. If it was going counterclockwise with your words, then you will know the best words. You will be able to prioritize your best words. Okay. And so then I asked, does that make any sense to you?
It does. And I was also going to ask you, could it be if I talk my desires, will it balance also the other chakra, or is the other way around? Do I have to, you know?
They both work together. And coincidentally, these two chakras are a natural pair. So if we have a desire, let's say we're in a restaurant and the waiter doesn't come to our table for an hour, we're eventually going to say something. So these two chakras are a natural balance. Another example of that is that a lot of time pancreas, desire area, blood sugar, liver stuff is connected to communication. Those are a natural yin and yang blend of the chakras. So heaven's force is above, earth's force is below. Those are a natural balance, okay? We think and we do below the navel. So those are a natural balance, right? We desire and we speak about it. Those are a natural balance, okay? So you just happen to have your full and empty in one of the natural yin and yang balance empty full chakras. And the heart center, it's in the center of all the chakras, has no internal chakra to balance it. So the heart chakra reaches out in relationship to connect with others to balance our upper chakras and our lower chakras.
That sounds great. And so your app will teach you, because right now you did it for the people that are listening, we're apart and we're going through Zoom, and so you were able to sense that energetically. And so if people are together, will your app teach them how if something feels empty or full, and you know the steps that need to be done in order for them to, or what words to use?
I basically will be saying these same words in the app. Mm-hmm. And people are generally surprised, even people who have never done this. I've done this with my kids. I mean, and everybody goes, well, yeah, I want to be closer, or it wants to be further away. This is actually very natural. Intuition is very natural, especially when people are willing. Mm-hmm. So people are walk through and guess. You just guess. If you're not sure, well, felt like this was the fullest, felt like this is the emptiest, right? And so you guess and then you ask and you get feedback.
No, but this is great. And I think that you're not only, like you said, we're going to improve our communication and bring energy, positive energy to the world, but we're also working on our intuition, which I think a lot of us are not spending a lot of time focusing on our intuition. So it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. And I'm excited for it to when it come out. It's a shame that we had to wait until January, because now I already want to use it. But I'll keep our listeners up to date when it comes out and letting them know. And we'll also bring you back and talk about other stuff. And as soon as the app is ready, you can let us know. That's good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, Seymour. This was great. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining us today. If you would like to learn more about Seymour, check out his website at www.isohearts.com. That's www.isohearts.com. And that's International School of Healing Arts. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.
You're listening